1950, they were singing "So Long, It's Been Good to Know You." That was a major hit. I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of a place where I lived in the wild, windy plain, the month of April. And it goes on. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. But this dusty old dust is getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. The one I like is, the telephone rang, it rang off the wall. That was the preacher, he was a-making his call. He said, kind friends, this may be the end. This is your last chance at salvation of sin. Well, the churches were jammed and the churches were packed, but the dusty old dust arm was blowing so black. The preacher could not read a word of his text, so he folded his specs, took up a collection, and said, so long, it's been good to know you. So I love that verse. But that was Woody and his humor. He overcame sadness, tragedy, and an extremely hard life with humor. Again, very few people ever suffer the life that Woody did. At 14 in Okemah, going up and down the alleys, picking up scrap iron to sell, living alone, supporting himself, living with different families later, when you're 14, 15, and yet you have a sense of humor. He said that he never was in any of the plays at Okemah High School, but during the intermissions, he would go out on the stage and just start talking, said he never had anything planned. He said, but I'd have them laughing, and that's what counted. Here's a man with an extremely tragic life, up to the day he died.
How old was he when he died?
He was born July 14th, 1912, and died October 3rd, 1967. He was 55, but he was hospitalized by 1955, and he was still writing, but the arms jerking so much that there's some things that you cannot figure out what he was writing because the movement up and down was so severe.